She's coming up at the bottom of the hour, but I wonder if producer Andrew thought it would be very appropriate to play that song in honor of our guest, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, who is putting out a beautiful message over the airwaves about motherhood. She's going to be taping many segments, I think about 25 mini-segments with EWTN coming up in the next few weeks to help moms all over the world make a difference in their children's lives and help them to bring them up correctly in the faith. Hey there, Ethel. How are you?
Hey there, Lucy. Good to talk with you.
What's going on? You got busy schedule coming up, girlfriend.
Yeah, I've been busy, and I just got back from Pennsylvania, speaking with a wonderful group of women that were thirsting for the living water, and that was the theme of the retreat, and
Aww. It
was wonderful to be with women and sharing our hero's words, Pope John Paul II, in Mulieris Dignitatem. We also talked about dealing with our society's demands about trying to be the perfect woman.
Mm-hmm.
And meeting Jesus at the well and our call to evangelization. So that was wonderful. Just got back from that, still unpacking and getting ready to go down to EWTN, like you said. I'm not ready to let go of the summer. I haven't really...
Oh, good. I'm not the only one, but I'm trying to deal with it. I'm thinking
well, well, we'll have to commiserate together. I didn't really relax this summer. I thought this summer I would finally take a little break and take a breath, but God had another idea, so that's okay. It's just that it goes by so fast.
And it does, really, doesn't it? That's what I was saying. You know, I'm thinking about, this. You know, and I talk all the time by email and on the phone and looking at our speaking schedules. It seems like we were just talking about the month of May.
I know.
And then, boom, now it's almost October, you know?
Because there's so much to do. And
yeah.
Well, Father Hardin would be happy because he always used to say, there's work to be done. And, you know, and he thought it was a very bad sin if you did not fall into bed exhausted at night. So...
Mm.
I've got to keep working.
Well, you and I are doing a pretty good job of following that.
Yeah, I hit that bed and might not be able to get to sleep right away because lots of things on my mind.
On our minds, yeah. But tell us about the segments you're going to be doing for EWTN. I think this is wonderful.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm real excited about it. It's going to be called Everyday Blessings for Catholic Moms. I'll be taping 25 segments. And it's going to cover lots of different subjects. I came up with what I thought would be pertinent subjects to start off with to help inspire and give moms some ideas of how to turn their lives into prayers and how to raise up their children to be saints and how to be Martha and Mary at the same time and talking about our vocation of love, a love that challenges us and a love that compels us to serve and, you know, just many subjects, married love, united for the children, and mm-hmm. even talking about meeting Jesus at the well, that are, you know, about our prayer lives. That's a continual conversion of heart that's needed for us to continue each day, you know, being the mom and doing all of the things that we do. And even our call to evangelization, being salt and light in the household and in the world, and talking about simple things like around the dinner table, a holy time, and setting up a prayer table in the house. And, you know, our culture's pressures that start on our young girls and what we can do about that. So there are many other topics as well. I just gave you a little brief.
Mm-hmm. And you're doing 25?
Yes, it'll be 25.
Wow.
You know, and also I'll be doing a segment bookmark while I'm down there with Doug on my newest book, so that'll be nice. And, you know, there could be a few surprise interviews thrown in, they told me, so we'll have to see what happens with that. So I'm just kind of catching my breath from preparations and for the big diocesan retreat I just gave and refocusing. And after today, after I speak with you, I'll be speaking with the producer, going over a few more things over the phone before mm-hmm. I go down, and then looking over my scripts because now I need to familiarize myself with the scripts, because I had to put them totally aside while I was mm-hmm. running around doing, you know, lots of other things, finishing up my Mother Teresa book and all these events and things like we were you were talking about you know, you have to set up. There's a lot to the organizational part as well. Mm-hmm. That takes up a lot of our days, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, what about, did you have an air date for these, Donna, at all yet? Or do you know?
He might be telling me today. I'm not sure, but I'll probably just find out when I get down there. I'm going to be leaving Monday, and I'll be down there for 4 days, and I'll come back. And I'm sure Bill will tell me, give me an idea of when they'll be on. And I'll, of course, post them on my blog.
Yeah, I was going to say post them and then put the, you know, since they're little short segments, it'd be great to be able to put up on your, you know, on your website. The other nice thing, too, is when you do something like this for EWTN, the viewers and the listeners can order DVDs.
Oh, that's
from EWTN. So when, and those are available, I think, once the programs air. But
yes,
that's a great opportunity to get those little nuggets, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
And so I have no idea what time of day they'll put them on or how they'll do them. But I think it's really neat how they produce, how much work and time they put into producing something. And
yes.
One neat thing I thought was they had me send them some of my family pictures and things, and their art department will frame them and put them up because we're going to film on location.
Yes,
in
you're going to be shooting
houses.
In one of the beautiful houses there, yeah.
So it'll look like it'll be a home, you know, and so it'll be, I think, made to look sort of like my home with pictures.
Well, we used to put our picture with Cardinal Wilco.
Oh, I know. I was
blow it up to, like, I don't know, 8x10 and put it like...
8x10 feet, just... right? You mean 8x10 feet, right?
Exactly. And they'd say, what is Tommy O doing in this segment? Why is her face behind you?
Well, the funny thing is I was going to send it, but then I had the magazine cover one for that article I wrote.
Oh,
for
I love that picture.
And I didn't really get my hands quickly on the other one, so I thought, well, I sent Pope John Paul II and Mother Teresa, him kissing her on the head from my dining room wall, and some pictures of Mother Teresa and the kids and I, and family pictures. So we'll see what they use. And they asked me which images I like, which sacred images I like.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it'll be, you know, kind of like what I have in my own home. I said, you know, the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary would be nice, like I have in my living room and my dining room. So I think that's nice. And I just hope it will be... inspiration for moms all over. You know, it's like an extension of my books and talks and retreats, you know, the ministry I have to family. So I'm just so honored that, you know, they want me to also do this in this other venue so that we can help bring this inspiration to moms. And I know they've been telling me on Facebook and through the blogs and in person how much they're real excited about it. And
I think it's great. And I'm hoping that when you get these produced and that EWTN, and I'm sure they will give us permission, you know, when they start airing these, to run them on my show so we can talk about them.
Yeah.
You know?
So I'm sure they will. So that would be great. We can talk about those, and we'll have a lot of different subjects. We'll have the next 25 subjects taken care of.
Yeah, really. Let me ask you, what do you think in your travels and your own experience as a mom are the biggest concerns? If, for example, when you did this retreat, there were a lot of moms there. Mm. What are some of the biggest issues you think facing moms in today's culture trying to raise Catholic kids?
Well, there are so many. We had a variety of ages. We had very, very young. We even had some college girls come from DeSales University, so very young women up to... you know, a woman with a cane and maybe about 87 years old. So we had every sort of, their main concerns were their prayer lives. That's why they came to this retreat. It's a day of spirituality for this current retreat. But in general, I think mostly it's the culture and it's all the crap, excuse me, you know, that's aimed at the family. The family's targeted by the culture, as you speak about all the time, and so they're worried about raising their kids amidst this, you know, anything goes and culture of death, and so they've got to be even stronger in their foundation at home so that they can, even the ones who are in Catholic schools are very concerned. There's a blog someone just put up who's been in touch with me about her concerns about what's being taught in the Catholic schools as a sex education program. So even in our own, you know, places, our own Catholic schools, there are concerns about what's being taught to our kids. So we always have to be vigilant. So a lot of their concerns are in, you know, what's out there, what the kids are facing, and just so much garbage out there, as you know, and mm-hmm. and families are targeted, and family being the vital cell of society, you know who I call you know who, the mm-hmm. evil one, and I bless myself as I say that, wants to just, you know, demolish the family, and that's what he aims at, and that's what who he attacks. So.
Well, you know, even thinking of the family, something popped into my mind last night. We were just flipping through the channels, and they're promoting this new sitcom that's going to be on, this new program is going to be on ABC. I think it's ABC, and it's about the modern family, and you can bet you know what that means.
Oh, brother.
All these different types of, you know, so-called relationships.
Yes, and I had to be, I had to be on hold for a long time for this cable company that we have in our area, because they were messing up our cable, and I had to talk. So I was on hold, and honestly, I was on the phone for over an hour and a half, and I was thinking of all the things I could have been doing, offering it all up, but at least with an opportunity to offer up that wasted time. It seemed like wasted time. But I had to hear all of these commercials for their new shows coming up, and I think I know what you're talking, which one you're mm-hmm. talking about. And I cringed every time I heard the name of the show. I think it was Californication or something.
That was well, there's that one, then there's another one about the family. And it has family in the title, and the whole idea is to desensitize people, of course, uh-huh. to what, you know, we believe in and what is, you know, authentic family versus, you know, their perversions of it in terms of accepting all kinds of things. And it was so raunchy and so tasteless. And
I know.
And then there was another commercial for... I guess an actress who went to a Christian school. I'm not going to say her name. I know who she is, and who actually was denouncing her Christian faith and the fact that she was forced to go to a Christian. And this all in a matter, Donna, of like 5 minutes flipping through the channels. I'm like, this is just. And I study this stuff, and I'm even.
I don't watch any TV. I can't stand it. The only TV I watch is EWTN. But I don't, you know, my husband watches some TV, and I can't stand to be in the room even flipping through, when he's flipping through channels, and you see all these, it's just so much garbage here.
I know. And so I'm sure that must come up with moms a lot in terms of trying to protect their kids.
It does. It's trying to protect their kids. So a lot of them choose not to have the TV on. Some cut the cable totally. Some just use DVDs, mm-hmm. Which I think is a great idea. They have varying ways of keeping their kids away from it as much as possible, but once they enter into the public school realm, there's a lot of things.
Well, once they step outside the door, I mean, you know, you got it at the gas station, you got it at the grocery store, you got it at the, you know, the airport. I mean, it's everywhere.
I know, you have to shield their eyes, you have to put blinders on them.
Right.
Remember when my kids were little, oh, I remember being so angry every time I would go into I don't think I should name the type of store it was, I don't know if I can, but the little convenience stores that... Mm-hmm. had the porn I call it porn, those magazines, and I would flip them over. Or I would go up to the guy and say, why are you selling these here? Isn't this a family store? And I wouldn't want my children. Or if you're on a trip and you walk into a store and you just need to get a drink or something for the road, and you see these magazines and you don't want your children to see them. It's terrible.
Well, I think it's great that you're doing this, because you can give a lot of really, really good advice, and you do to moms. And again, these will be called Everyday Segments for Catholic Moms, right?
Everyday Blessings.
Everyday
for
Blessings.
Catholic Mom.
Okay.
Right.
And it's going to be airing on EWTN, and we'll give you a date as soon as we know, with Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. And of course, she's going to be mentioning it on her blog and on her website. Give us your website again, sweetie.
Okay. It's www.donna, D-O-N-N-A, Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R. O'Boyle, OBOYLE.com, and through the main website you can get to my four blogs. That's where I have mostly all the updates on everything, but the main website is like the hub for everything, where you actually can pre-order my new book there too, the Mother Teresa book or any of my other books.
See, and DonnaCooperO'Boyle.com.
As soon as I know any premiering dates, I will let everybody know.
Yeah, we'll just let people know, because most people listen to EWTN radio, watch EWTN TV.
So everybody loves it. It's wonderful. So thank you so much for having me on again, Teresa.
Okay, sweetie. Listen, safe travels. Get some rest before you go down there.
Yeah, I'll try.
And then let us know how it goes. Send me an email and kind of give us an update if you can.
Yes, and God bless you with all you have coming up. I was tired listening to your schedule.
It's got to make sure I eat my Wheaties. Okay, sweetie,
that's right.
Thanks.
Got to work hard.
Yes, and take care of ourselves. Donna Marie Cooper-O'Boyle, author, speaker, Catholic mom, blogger, and again, you can check her out at DonnaCooperO'Boyle.com. And I just want to remind you, I know that we always refer to each other as Lucy and Ethel, and if you're listening and you don't know the story behind that, Donna Marie and I went to the Vatican Congress for Women last year together, and our rooms are right next door to each other, which is a miracle considering how big the hotel was. Anyway, you know, we were friends before that, but we had never met in person, and we bonded at this event and became even closer. But we called each other Ethel and Lucy because we kept tripping over ourselves because we were like kids in a candy store. We were so excited to be, you know, around the Pope and the Cardinals, and we almost broke a cappuccino machine, tripped over our luggage, and here we were, these supposedly, quote-unquote, experienced speakers, just like making fools of ourselves. We're like, you know, groupies or something over at the Vatican. But anyway, it's just a fun story, so we call each other. I'm Lucy, she's Ethel, if you wonder why that, you know, reference came up. So anyway, I digress. Coming up next, Annie Carto, another great Catholic woman, is going to be sharing with us a beautiful song for priests and also giving us an update on her music. We're going to be hearing You Are a Priest Forever, also a beautiful song that she dedicated to Mother Angelica on EWTN, Into the Air. And then if we have time, also a pilgrimage of love. And don't forget to check out Donna Marie Cooper-O'Boyle online at DonnaCooperO'Boyle.com.